date night is in jeopardy. It's been,
your date night.
My date night has been ruined. Well, my daughter.
You'd been planning this for a week.
I've been informed. So a week ago, I said to my wife, hey, maybe a little tonight.
Because your son is away at school.
That's right.
Two.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, are you out of your mind? Our daughter's here. We've got events all weekend. We're not doing that. Plus, we had a big fight last weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And she goes, don't worry. We'll have home to ourselves on Friday night. Because my daughter has a cross-country meet out of town, and they're staying the night. It's like 3 hours away.
The whole team.
They're going to take a bus. They're out of town.
The whole team is staying at a bunch of rooms at a hotel. How about that?
It's a cross-country meet. Several teams are going. We're not going. It's too far away. And I was like, beautiful. I'll pop a couple of Serenity Lanes, my new edible.
Running around the house in your skivvies eating cheese.
Whatever I want to do. Exactly. And I was just like, all week long, I'd be like, can't wait till Friday.
And now it's here.
Mm-hmm. Now it's here.
You're less than 10, 12 hours away.
Correct. I told you earlier today.
Peruvian food.
Brazilian football. Mm-hmm.
Peruvian wheat, perhaps.
Yes. God knows. I mean, the world is my oyster. Tonight, pickleball tournament tomorrow. Woo-hoo.
Oh.
What a night. Tonight's the night.
It's a great 24 hours for you.
It's going to be great. I'm getting a haircut. I'm like already. I'm all over it.
Up top or down low?
Both. Both.
In anticipation of tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. 30 minutes ago, I get a text from my wife. Date night is off.
What?
My daughter's sick. She can't make the trip. Not feeling well. First I've heard of it.
Is she sick or is she just sick?
I think she's just sick, and I think she doesn't want to run. I mean, I would never say she's faking anything.
But this means she's home from school.
She's home from school. She's home all day. We'll have to be at her beck and call. There goes Serenity Lane, back into the packaging, back into the, the hiding place, everything. Let me say this. I want you to hear me clearly on this. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, especially you, Biggie.
Okay.
I want you to hear this. I love my children more than anything.
Yeah.
As most parents would say, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You love your children unconditionally and more than anything. There's not a thing in the world you wouldn't
do. Some would say blessings.
They are blessings.
They are blessed.
From on high.
Yes, that's exactly right. Here's something most people don't tell you before they have children. After they have children, but before you do. Here's something they don't tell you. Children, without fail, will ruin everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything you've ever come to know and love?
Everything you've ever come to know and love. There is nothing that a child can't or won't ruin. And I think probably years from now, they'll look back at... I mean, when my daughter's 40, she'll probably say, I really ruined a lot for you. Yeah, you did.
You ruined.
I like to think of having children as the oldest trick in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're single and you don't have children and you talk to people, it's like they're trying to get you in the clubs. Like,
always.
Oh, God. Always. Children are so, my children are just magical.
Blessings.
And you know what else I say, Biggie? Because I heard this. Mm. You'd be such a great dad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
let's
what
do
it is,
it.
Let's do it.
It's one big pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
They're trying to get you in basically at the bottom level. Because once you're in, then you start hearing the truth. Oh, yeah, your life is never going to be the same.
Never going to be the same.
You're never going to sleep the same. You're never going to worry the same. Like everything.
They want someone else
changes.
To share the misery.
Yes.
That's it.
But to get you into the misery club, they have to lie to you first.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart will expand. You'll never know love like this.
Exactly.
Oh, what is sex? I don't even have, we don't have that anymore.
You know,
we don't go on trips. We don't. Every trip is around the kids.
The expense.
Mm-hmm.
The expense is unbelievable. And then when they're born and they're early on, you're no sleep. It's just the whole, your life is, you're dedicated to the children.
Sleep, eat, change.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Sleep, eat, change.
Yes. And you think, my God, this is terrible. And people say to you, oh, you think this is bad. Wait till they become teenagers. And you think it can't get worse. It does. It does.
It does.
It is. There is nothing a child will not ruin. And I love them. I love
them. And that's what you love the most.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
I love them like crazy.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a loving father. There's nothing your children will not ruin.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just how it is. That's right.
Who do you think is more disappointed about this evening, you, Kelly, or your wife?
Me. I think I'm
without a doubt.
More
I bet,
disappointed.
I bet your wife was juicing the numbers on the temperature.
Probably.
Well, honey, you should stay home.
Yeah, I bet she looked and it was like 99.9. Let me hold this bare the lamp for a minute. There we go. 101.
You
That's
do
better.
Feel warm.
Yeah. Well, she has a fever of 101. We can't just leave her.
To ship her off.
Yeah.
Well, come on. What's a little fever?
Yeah.
She can run. She can do it. Mm-hmm. Nope. She's not running. She's not going. I'll be at home.
You think those people down at the border are stopping because they have a fever? They're crossing the Rio Grande feeling good or bad to get over here. You tell your daughter to get that same attitude.
Yeah, one shot.
One shot. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Really. Can you not suck it up for once and go off and run your cross-country meet? No. No, she can't do it. There is nothing, a child.
Just get on the bus. Get sick on the bus and stay in the hotel room.
Yes. Stay in the hotel. I don't care if you run. Just go. Just get on the bus. Mm-hmm. That's all we want you to do. Listen, if this hadn't happened, my son would have had some catastrophe and had to come home. That's it.
Yeah.
It's one of them or the other will always mess it up. They'll always mess it up. Period. And I love them. I love them.
Of course.
I do. To the end of the earth, I love them.
Absolutely.
To the moon and back, I love them. There's nothing they won't destroy. Nothing.
Nothing.
Your hopes, your dreams.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I wish my friend Dave Aiken was here. He would concur on this.
Yeah. I think we've seen firsthand. Oh.
That's right. I wish he was here to say this.
And look, there's a good chance your boy may just show up tonight to top it all off.
He might. It's possible.
I know.
Well, he might as well now. Yeah. You know, why not?